Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name's Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I talk to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS, with many more of us involved in air travel these days, which means sitting around perhaps in cramped seats for long periods of time. I'm going to be talking to you about deep vein thrombosis. DVT is a blood clot in a vein, usually in the leg. DVT can be dangerous, so get medical help as soon as possible if you think you have DVT. What are the symptoms? Well, the symptoms of DVT in the leg are a throbbing pain in one leg, rarely both legs, usually in the calf or thigh when walking or standing up. It can also involve swelling in one leg, again, rarely both legs, warm skin around the painful area, red or darkened skin around the painful area. This may be harder to see on brown or black skin, or swollen veins that are hard or sore when you touch them. These symptoms can also happen in your arm or tummy if that's where the blood clot is. Ask for an urgent GP appointment or get help from NHS 111 if you think you have DVT. If you have DVT symptoms such as pain and swelling accompanied by breathlessness and chest pain, then call 999 or go to A&E. DVT can be very serious because blood clots can travel to your lungs. This is called a pulmonary embolism. A pulmonary embolism can be life-threatening and needs treatment straight away. Don't drive to A&E. Ask someone to drive you or call 999 and ask for an ambulance. Bring any medicines you take with you. So who's more likely to get DVT? Well, DVT is more likely to happen to you if you're over 60, are overweight, smoke, have had a DVT before, take the contraceptive pill or HRT, have cancer or heart failure, or have varicose veins. There are also some times when you have a higher chance of getting DVT. These include if you're staying in or recently left hospital, especially if you can't move around much, like after an operation, are confined to bed, go on a long journey more than 3 hours by plane, car or train, are pregnant, or if you've had a baby in the previous 6 weeks and are dehydrated. Sometimes DVT can happen for no obvious reason. If a doctor thinks you have DVT, you should be referred to hospital within 24 hours for an ultrasound scan. The scan shows whether blood is flowing normally through the vein. You may also have an X-ray of the vein, a venogram. For this, you'll be injected with a dye to show where the blood clot is. You may have an injection of blood-thinning medicine, called heparin, whilst you're waiting for an ultrasound scan to see if you have a DVT. The main treatments include blood-thinning medicines such as warfarin. You'll probably need to take these for at least 3 months. Surgery to remove blood clots to stop them forming. If you get a DVT when you're pregnant, you'll have injections for the rest of the pregnancy and until your baby is 6 weeks old. There are things you can do to help you recover from DVT. After you leave hospital, you'll be encouraged to walk regularly. Keep your affected leg raised when you're sitting. Delay any flights or long journeys until at least 2 weeks after you start taking blood-thinning medicine. There are things you can do to lower your chance of getting DVT. Stay a healthy weight. Stay active. Taking regular walks can help. Drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration. DVT is more likely if you're dehydrated. Don't sit still for long periods of time. Get up and move around every hour or so. Don't cross your legs while you're sitting. Don't smoke. Don't drink lots of alcohol. If you're going on a long journey and travelling for 3 hours or more by plane, train or car, there are things you can do during the journey to lower your chances of DVT. These include wearing loose clothing, drinking plenty of water, avoiding alcohol, and walking around when possible. If you go into hospital, your healthcare team should check if there's a higher chance you'll get DVT. If they think you're more likely to get it, you may be given treatment to prevent it, such as medicine or compression stockings, knee-high elastic socks that help your blood circulation while you're in hospital. You may continue treatment after you leave hospital because a blood clot can happen weeks later. You can also help protect yourself against DVT while you're in hospital by once again staying active and walking around if you can, moving your toes up and down and ankles in circles if you have to stay in bed. Your healthcare team may give you some exercises to do. If you'd like to find out more about DVT or any other health issue, you can go online to the NHS website, nhs.uk. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.